happiness around you when you're far from home. Be courageous and be brave, and in my heart you'll always stay forever young.
Woohoo! That's us coming in here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour. This is Robin Gunn. I'm cracking up because one of my guests was lip syncing along to some Rod Stewart there, Forever Young. It was cracking me up. Yes, like I said, you're listening to the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal, that fantastic magazine that's been out there for 28 years. Am I old enough to have something that age group?
No, you're not. Not at all.
Okay. I wear my age group well.
Yes, you do, Robin.
Well, tomorrow's my birthday.
I knew that.
So you can go ahead and play some happy music there. Yes, so what we're going to do today is get to talk to Caring Transitions. I've got two gentlemen in the studio today. The actual owners are, who are the owners, Brian?
Jack Beckham and Margo Gonzalez.
Okay, and they have had this Caring Transitions for how long?
It'll be a year in December.
Year in December. Okay, great people. I think Margo, I just think the world of her. My other guest here, Bradley. How long have you known Margo?
I've known Margo for quite some time. She's been a family friend for long time. I know her through my mother.
Okay, and so you were military or your mother was military?
I was military. I was in the U.S. Air Force. My mom was an Air Force brat.
Okay. That's awesome. I slipped on a banana peel one time and married a Navy diver. But I absolutely, he wasn't the greatest guy in the world, but I loved the military.
Well, he wasn't a great guy because he was a Navy diver.
So oh, is that the deal?
Yeah.
Margo and Jack are both veterans. Jack was in the Air Force and Army 34 years. Margo was a Air Force 28 years.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
and here
good.
They are still helping people with Caring Transitions. And we're going to tell you what Caring Transitions is all about in this show. You're going to want to stay tuned to this show. But let me tell you about Brian, who's sitting just to my right. I've known Brian, man.
We met in the 80s, right? Came back from L.A. for Christmas, and I met you at a party.
That's exactly right.
That's
I remember.
Right.
Okay, my word.
When you had big brown hair.
Now I have big blonde hair. So Brian Cure is, okay, what is your title at Caring Transitions?
My title is Marketing Director.
Okay, wonderful. All right, Brian Cure, Marketing Director of Caring Transitions, and we'll do it all, was born and raised in Del City, Oklahoma. He attended Rose State College and the University of California in Santa Barbara. I know you hated those years.
Yeah, I hated that part, right on the ocean.
Yeah, terrible. He lived in Los Angeles for 12 years. Before returning to OKC. He was previously in the restaurant management business where I also got to work for Brian. He was my boss, the best boss
Liar.
Anyway, and he's worked for me a few times for the Oklahoma Senior Journal. So Brian has definitely been around the senior industry and made a great transition with Caring Transitions before becoming involved in Caring Transitions. So, Brian, you've been with Caring Transitions about the same time as Margo took on the franchise.
Yes, but we were working for another franchise before Margo purchased her franchise.
Okay, wonderful. Right. So y'all worked together then, and now y'all have come together as more of a, you're the marketing director. And we'll do anything and everything for this woman.
She tells me what to do, and I say, yes,
all
ma'am.
Right.
She scares me.
No, well, 28 years in the military.
Exactly.
So, Bradley, your last name is Kennan or Kenna?
Kenna, K-E-N-N-A, yeah.
Okay, Bradley Kenna. He was born and raised in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I love Santa Fe, so that's just a stone's throw away.
Oh, yeah.
You served in the United States Air Force as a, now I've never even heard of this, a E-3 Century Center?
So the E-3 Century, it's the it's the AWACS. That's just the official title of the aircraft that's stationed at Oklahoma. You see them flying around. They're the big white airplanes with the disc on top.
Yes.
So they're called an E-3 Century, but everyone calls them an AWACS. The AWACS is actually the weapon system that's carried. It's the radar. AWACS is an acronym. You know the military, they love acronyms.
Yes. Absolutely.
It's an acronym for Airborne Warning and Control System. That's what it stands for. So,
oh, well, I never knew that.
Yeah.
That's good to know. We're learning things today.
So I was a aircraft mechanic, so I was responsible for the overall health of the aircraft, doing inspections on it.
Dude.
launching, recovering, and stuff like that. Yeah.
Thank you for your service.
It was a pleasure and honor to serve. So, yeah.
Wonderful. He's been with Caring Transitions since July of 2020. And you've known Margo, like we touched on, for years and years, a close family friend. And some of your hobbies are including, wrap your mind around this. And we're actually going to, when we play in, we're going to have Bradley play some bagpipes. Yes, he brought some bagpipes into the studio today. And you're actually for hire, aren't you, for bagpiping?
Yeah, not to take away from Caring Transitions.
Well, but we should definitely, after this break, we're going to say how people can get a hold of you. But you're an armchair history person?
I love reading about history, just, you know, reading about the American Civil War. I just love reading about history. And that's one reason I really like Caring Transitions.
Oh, yeah. That's so true. And he enjoys cooking. So when we come back, we're going to be played in by Bradley. You're going to miss Rod Stewart. But we're going to be prayed in. We're going to pray in.
I'm praying that we get through this interview.
Here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal. Here on the Eagle, 1640 AM, KZLS. We'll be right back on this really sad, sad show.
Hi, this is Jeff with Synergy Home Care. Are you seeing constant changes with your seniors from housework not getting done, medications not being taken, or even consistent falls with limited supervision for your mom, dad, or even grandma? The effects of your aging loved ones can no longer be ignored. Don't worry. Synergy Home Care is definitely here to help. We offer services from hourly care to around-the-clock compassionate care. We can help with meal preparation, escort to appointments, medication, reminders, and much, much more. Call Synergy Home Care now at 405-254-3046 for a free in-home assessment. Our RN will customize a care plan specific for your loved one's care to give you the peace of mind that they are getting the care they need. Call Synergy Home Care today at 405-254-3046. Again, that's 405-254-3046. Synergy Home Care.
My mom was diagnosed with dementia. I felt lost and afraid. How will this affect her life as well as mine? I knew that I wouldn't be able to take care of her on my own. With children and work obligations, there was no way I'd be able to give her the daily care she needs.
With aging baby boomers, more and more people are being caught in what is called the sandwich generation. These individuals find themselves raising children while taking care of aging parents.
I found out that I needed to contact an attorney to keep my mom from losing everything she'd earned and saved her entire life.
Our firm focuses on Medicaid asset protection planning. In other words, helping those who need to move to a nursing home protect their assets while qualifying for assistance to help them with the high costs of long-term care.
Dennis Richard told us how to protect her assets. Not only that, he and his staff were very sympathetic. They really cared about my mom and what was best for her.
Contact Richard and Associates at 405-235-2393 and let us help you too. 405-235-2393. Richard and Associates.
This is Robin Gunn. Dennis Helm with Smooth Dennis Roofing and Construction can also take care of any tree damage and do assessments with your insurance company and do all removal of any tree debris.
Smooth Finish Roofing and Construction.
If you've experienced any tree damage or roof damage or any damage at all from the recent ice storm,
everything that a storm would damage,
Dennis can take care of not only the damage but also tree removal.
Storm damage restoration.
If you need tree removal or damage that happened because of the trees or anything at all that has to do with construction or roofing, you'll want to call Dennis at Smooth Finish Roofing and Construction at 405-923-5127.
405-923-5127.
The Oklahoma Senior Journal highly recommends Smooth Finish Roofing and Construction. Remember, he will take care of any tree damage and removal.
And we're licensed with the City of Oklahoma City.
405-923-5127. And he'll work with your insurance company as well.
We're licensed with the State of Oklahoma Construction Industries Board. Our license number is 800-242.
Do you or a loved one live with macular degeneration or vision loss due to cataracts, glaucoma, or stroke? Has your doctor told you there's nothing else she can do for you to improve your eyesight? Well, NewView Oklahoma is here to help. NewView empowers individuals facing vision loss, maximizing their opportunities to live life without limits through all stages of life. When you visit our Center for Low Vision and Blindness, our low vision optometrist will give you a comprehensive exam, identify your specific needs and create a custom plan to help you maximize your vision and live independently. And you can rest assured we are taking all necessary precautions to keep our patients and staff safe from COVID-19. Vision loss can be devastating, but it's not the end of the story. Let NewView help you with your vision needs by calling us today at 855-811-9699 or visit us at newviewoklahoma.org. Most services are covered by Medicare and most third-party insurance. 855-811-9699 or visit us at newviewoklahoma.org.
We go, the bagpipes. I loved it. Thank you so much, Bradley. That was fantastic. So since the bagpipes brought us back in, I do want to offer people a way that they can get a hold of you. I mean, I know you probably play weddings and funerals and whatnot.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I play weddings, funerals, any kind of event you need. My email address is bkenna, B-K-E-N-N-A, bagpipesokc@gmail.com.
We could give that one more time.
B-K-E-N-N-A, bagpipesokc@gmail.com.
And so are you on Facebook?
Find me on Facebook, either under Bradley Kenna, or you can look up my pipe band. It's Oklahoma Fire Pipes and Drums.
Okay, and so you were actually going to go to Ireland or Scotland or...
My pipe band, we started prepping last year to go to Scotland in August to compete in the World Pipe Band Championships, which are essentially the World Series or the the Super Bowl of the pipe band world. And unfortunately, that got canceled due to Corona. And we're hoping to go again sometime in the near future. But yeah, that got canceled, unfortunately.
Well, I'm completely addicted to Outlander.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's all filmed in Scotland. Mm-hmm. Oh, my word. Yeah. Bradley, thank you so much for that. I love that you brought the bagpipes this morning. And so let me ask you something. This whole entire show is on caring transitions. And Margot Gonzalez and Jack Beckham are the owners. They were having a medical procedure, so couldn't be here, but they sent the two best men. And tell me what caring transitions is.
Caring Transitions is the nation's largest and most trusted provider of relocation and resale services. When someone is moving or downsizing, we help plan, pack, sort, and organize. Mm-hmm. We also help sell unwanted items through estate sales or our own online auctions. We specialize in managing projects for older adults and their families. We also provide support for older adults and families who may be moving or downsizing. Our goal is to reduce stress. Like I said, we help plan, pack, sort, and organize, and we'll sell any unwanted items. Mostly we do online auctions because it seems to be the most profitable for the client and us.
Oh, good. Okay, so when you say online auctions, how does that work?
Well, we have a, because we're a franchise, we have a national platform. We have, we have it already set up, so we'll go in and photograph items, lots of, you know, a lot would be, could be just a sofa or it could be a group of items, smaller items together. And then the auction online usually lasts between 7 and 9 days.
How do you get the word out about this?
Well, now we have quite a following. We have a lot of people that, you know, check out our online auctions. But, you know, we'll also advertise on estatesales.net that we're having an auction online. Just word of mouth gets it around a lot. And, yeah.
Well, I know you do a lot of networking, too, Brian.
We do, I do a lot of networking. I go to a lot of things.
Yeah.
But we've been so busy, and we've had up to 6 auctions online at once.
Oh, my word, Brian.
Yeah, we've really gone gangbusters, but, you know, it's good. Good to be busy.
Yeah, absolutely. Man, that means it's successful, and you are obviously doing a good job. I know just from talking to you over the time you've been with this type of company, you have to really go in and have kind of sometimes some intimate, deep conversations with people when they need to downsize.
Right. Margo and Jack will usually do the initial consultation. And Margo's really good at that. She's very approachable. She's got a great demeanor about her. And Jack also. They're they're two of the nicest people I've ever met, really. And,
I agree.
They really are. Yeah, they're very kind-hearted.
I know Margot. I don't know Jack, but yeah.
Jack also, just a sideline, he owns several boomerangs. Like he has 9 or 10 boomerangs around. Mostly in the smaller areas.
Did you know the original owner was the owner with Sonic?
I think Jack might have mentioned that a long time ago.
Yeah. And so, to me, the food is so much better at Boomerangs than Sonic.
Their hamburgers are delicious.
They are. They truly really are. So that's cool to know.
Yeah, anyway.
I'm going to oppose this to both of you. So, Bradley, you
propose
may want to...
Propose or oppose?
Oppose.
Thank you for opposing me.
Way to recognize. Your clean-out service. So what does that mean when you say, what are our clean-out services, Bradley?
Actually, my first job after Margot hired me was doing a clean-out. It was a very, very large house in Norman. It was like a 5,000-square-foot property.
Oh, wow.
Hoarder situation.
Ooh.
And some cats. So they had you had to deal with the cat smell. Wasn't that big of a deal. Margot's like, come on, let's go do it.
Uh-huh.
And we just started cleaning it out. We just took trash out every day, just cleaned it out, went through, found stuff that we could turn into an online auction, and slowly but surely we cleaned it out. And it was actually very gratifying to see the relief on the family's face. After slowly but surely, they would come into the house and they'd see it emptying.
Mm-hmm.
And just the relief of...
Were these adult children?
Adult children and then their elderly parent. And they were relocating them to another...
A community or something?
No, another house.
Another home,
yeah,
okay. Maybe downsizing.
And they were just so relieved, and the whole demeanor of the entire family changed. And it was just super gratifying.
I love it.
It was very hard work,
yeah,
but it was super gratifying.
What would you say to that, Brian?
Well, I was just going to add to that sometimes it's hard if you are in a hoarder situation to know where to start.
Oh, yeah.
And it's easier for some people that don't know to just come in and start it for you.
Right.
And then they see the progress, you know, happening quick. Right.
And I just know you all are very gentle with these people. You talk through things with them. I know you do.
We do. We try. And, you know, I mean, we've had a lot of success stories. We've made mistakes, you know. We're learning too. And, you know, that's hard too when someone's, you know, not completely happy with what you've done. But we try to learn from that. But yeah, it is. It's very rewarding and it's gratifying. And, you know, I will say, if Margo's done some pro bono jobs already.
Bless her.
Yeah. You know, and it's very kind. She has a kind heart.
She sure does. Let me ask you this. This is kind of a perfect leading question because we're talking about hoarding issues, and it is becoming pretty prevalent more in the senior age group, and a lot of the adult children are noticing it and don't even know how to approach their parents, and a lot of times their parents will balk them on it. So what if people are embarrassed about the way their home looks? What's your approach on that?
I would say don't be embarrassed, because we're going to come there and help you. We're not going to come up to the house and be like, man, did you see those people's houses? We're not going to do that. You're not shaming anybody.
No, we're
going to put our best foot forward, and we're going to help you guys clean that house. We're going to clean that house out and make sure that, you know, you have this big stressor taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to help you guys. Don't be afraid. Just come and ask us for help.
So it's literally your mission, your passion is to actually help these people, because this is a situation that needs help.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, we're one of three franchises in Oklahoma City. We're the Moore Oklahoma franchise. There's also a Northwest Oklahoma City, and there's a Yukon Mustang. But, you know, if you contact us, we'll refer you to the right franchise.
Got you.
It's part of the deal.
When you say Moore, obviously that includes...
South Oklahoma City, Moore, and Midwest City, Del City, everything east, Choctaw.
Okay.
East towards
Norman, obviously, yeah.
Yes, we do a lot of stuff in Norman.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, if you do not feel like you live in their area, but they will refer you to another Caring Transitions that they trust...
Yes,
I mean,
right.
You work along with these other franchises.
Yeah, we do. We're all in the same boat. But, you know, we have our areas, and there's a lot of open territory in Oklahoma, which we will go to. You know, we've gone down to Lawton, and we've gone to Broken Bow. We've gone to Apache. We did a thing in Apache. So we'll travel, which some of the other franchises don't like to do that as much. But Margo doesn't mind at all.
Yeah.
She is the hardest worker. She works...
All the time.
That's why she can't be a retired military veteran. She's got to work all the time. It's like, boundaries, Margo. I need some boundaries. No, it's true.
I love it. Yeah. Well, it's just she just has passion and has a passion for this age group. So you guys also include moving in your packages?
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah,
so
we have our own box truck now, so we have our own move. Yeah, but we also have hired moving people as well because, you know, some of us are getting older and don't like to. In the beginning, me, Margo, and Jack were the movers, you know.
Wow.
All of us. A little bit older.
Okay. So now you have your own moving truck.
We have a truck, yeah. And she uses her nephew a lot. He's like 19 and very muscular and strong and his friends, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
You don't have to do the moves, yeah.
Definitely.
And he's a good kid.
Okay, wonderful. That's good news to know. All right, well, we're already up to our break. We're learning a lot here about caring transitions. They don't only take care of your move, but they will. What are all the things you do again, O'Brien?
We'll help people downsize, get rid of excess stuff that they don't want or need. We'll sell it through an online auction. If your house has enough stuff to have an estate sale, which a lot of times they really don't, even though they have a lot. But we do a ton of online auctions, and that's probably the best way to go for most people, but
Absolutely.
Not everybody.
Yeah. Okay. Well, when we come back, we've got more questions here for Caring Transitions here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour. Which does OSJ stand for, guys?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
There you go, Bradley. You're going to get in on the next one.
I will. I just couldn't see
I just snuck it over to you. All right. On the Eagle, 1640 AM, KZLS. We'll be right back. All right, this is us coming back in here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for what, guys?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Ooh, y'all harmonize well. I am Robin Gunn, and we are talking about Caring Transitions today. This is a franchise company that local people have purchased, Margo Gonzalez and
Jack Beckham.
Jack Beckham own this. They are both veterans.
Jack is an Army Air Force. He was in both the Army and the Air Force. He's a veteran of 34 years.
Okay.
Margo was in the Air Force 28 years.
Okay. And so now they own this company where they help seniors and help family members and adult children. And
can I interject? Okay. So since Wednesday was Veterans Day,
yes,
I would just like to say thank you to all the service members for their service and to our country.
I love that you said that, Brian.
Didn't say it very well, but we do appreciate them and their service.
Absolutely. My daddy was a veteran.
That's
so
right. Bill Gordon.
Yes. He's of the greatest generation age group, but he's gone on to be with the Lord now. But this is, for instance, one of the things that Caring Transitions does is they come in and help families downsize or move. They'll take care of pretty much everything. The packing, there's pretty much
packing, sorting, getting rid of, you know, trash if you need that.
The hoarding situation, they'll come in and take care of that.
And, you know, when we do a clean out, I mean, because usually the house is the most valuable thing that someone owns. So if they've gone if they've gone into assisted living or memory care or if they've passed on, you know, that's the biggest asset. So the family, you know, a lot of times needs to sell that property if they own it. So we will clean it out, and we'll do a general clean so it's presentable for, you know, real estate people to come in and, or whoever you hire, you know, and just show the house and everything. We can also do a deep clean or find someone to do a deep clean if you need it, which includes really, you know, deep clean.
Right.
Which usually we'll, you know, vacuum, mop, wipe down and everything, just, you know, make it look presentable, but.
Okay, but you can go full.
We can go full
spring
on.
Cleaning kind of thing.
I was on my hands and knees with green scrubber scrubbing a floor one night. Yeah, it was fun.
Sure, it was.
Good times.
Listening to a lot of music then in your headphones. So once somebody hires Caring Transitions, how do they pay for this service?
Well, when we do an online,
this is Brian.
I've been doing this a while, but through an online auction, they wait. You know. We'll do the auction. We'll get paid by the clients who buy the things, and then usually they'll get reimbursed their money after that. So there's no money up front for them. Now, usually there never is with Margo. There's generally not money up front. So it'll usually be on the back end after we do an online auction or an estate sale or something like that.
So you just take a percentage.
A percentage, and sometimes there might be additional costs that are worked in if it's sometimes in a hoarding situation because it creates a lot of man hours that won't always be absorbed in the online auction or estate sale. Yeah, so.
Okay, but then Margo just goes over that with them.
Yeah, she presents all that with them, and she'll get a contract and get it signed.
Okay.
Not always. She's not really good about contracts. She's just She's a woman of her word.
Yeah. You know? There you go. She's one of the ones you can do a handshake with.
Exactly.
So you also do business liquidation. You do residential, but do you do business?
Yeah, we'll do business liquidations. We've helped people with that, yes.
Okay, so what does that entail?
Same sort of situation. It's okay. Exactly like doing a house.
All right, so it's all online usually?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Because the platform's already there. So for us, we have a program. We all use our phones, our cell phones, and we go into this program that the national company has, and we start, you know, putting in the items for auction, and then people will go to the same company, not where we input these stuff, but they'll go where the auction is online, and they'll start bidding.
Are there a lot of people out of state that would go online that normally would not get to come to an in-person sale?
Yes. Not all franchises will ship stuff.
Ah.
We do, but, you know, we will put on the item if it's a bigger item or weighs a lot, which, you know, it's not cost-effective to ship, we'll put not shippable.
Ah.
But we do because, you know, sometimes we come across, like, real collectible items. There might be a comic book that's a rare comic book that's encased in plastic and that will sell online that a collector might want from another state, and we'll ship those kind of things. Yeah, and small jewelry, we sell a lot of jewelry to out-of-state people. So we will ship, but not every franchise does. It's up to each franchise owner whether they will or not.
See, that's a good question to ask.
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah. That was a good question. So you're good. Right.
Okay, Bradley, I have a question for you. How long does it take to, say, for a estate sale or online auction to be completed?
So, for example, when it comes to estate sales, a couple months ago, we went down to Apache to do an estate sale. And we worked, set it up for about 3 days, and then the actual sale took 2 days. For online auctions, it depends on how big the house is and how many lots there are.
Uh-huh.
So I would say it can be anywhere from 5 to 7 days,
okay,
or a little bit longer.
And I would say on estate sales, a lot of times it would take maybe a week, five working days to set up a lot of them.
When you come to do an estate sale, do people actually have to leave the home if they're still living there?
It's much easier if they do.
I would imagine.
You know, it's hard to do an online auction when people are still living in the house.
Mm.
It's better if they can leave, but if they can't, we'll work around them.
Mm.
It's a little more difficult for us, but who cares about us? We're more, you know, we want to take care of the client really first and foremost.
Right.
But it is a lot easier.
I would imagine so. I did years and years ago an estate sale at my property, and I had to leave too.
Yeah.
And so it was just much better.
And you know, sometimes people, once they see you photographing something, they're like, oh, no, I want that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So right. Yeah. You get to. So we've talked about that this is veteran owned and partially operated company. What do you mean by that?
As you said, we've touched on earlier, Margo and Jack are both veterans. Myself, I'm Air Force. We've got another gentleman. His name is Nick. He is prior service as well. He was in the Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have two other colleagues, Dave and Rob. One was in the Army and one was in the Air Force.
That's right. And I think we hired one of your friends.
Well, another guy I went to tech school with, and we worked together on AWACS. He's going to start working with us probably in the next couple of weeks. Yeah.
Margo has 12 employees now. Yeah. Not all full time, but most of them are part time.
So, do either one of you have like a really cool story you can tell? Like, you brought up the one in Norman, which was fantastic.
We did a lady in Lawton who I still keep in contact with. We actually moved her to Dallas, Texas, because that's where her daughter and grandson live. And we went down there and we were lotting stuff. And she fell in love with Margo, you know, first. We were introduced to her by someone else, and that situation wasn't going as well. So when she really fell in love with Margo, we got the job and we started doing that. And then Margo said, because she wasn't able to drive because of doctor's orders at the time. And so I had to drive her car with her in it down to Dallas. And we bonded, and she texts me all the time, and she sends me a card every week. I send her a card back.
Brian.
It's really fun. Yeah, she's a lovely, lovely lady, and we went down there again because we weren't able to get all her stuff in the first move, and so we went down and set up. She's in assisted living, but she has a huge place.
Wow.
For assisted living, 2 bedrooms. It's really big, and she had a lot of incredible art, I will say, and she wanted it all, which we were like, oh, no, it's not going to fit, because she had a 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath house in Lawton. It was a very large house.
Uh-huh.
And somehow we got, I would say, 90% of that art on her walls.
Oh,
and
my word.
It looked really good. I mean, we put a lot, you know, we did a lot of stuff together, but it worked out really well. And she was completely happy. And her daughter had bought her something that she wasn't really her taste. And I knew that her daughter purchased it. So at one point, she had a little patio with 2 chairs. And I just went out there and I hung those things on the patio because the chairs were facing out, and there was a wall behind the chairs, and I just hung them on the wall behind the chairs, knowing that she would never really see them when she was sitting out there.
Uh-huh.
And she texted me after her daughter saw those hanging up and said her daughter was thrilled to see those on the patio, and she said, thank you so much for doing that, because she didn't really want them hung up, because she didn't care for them. But
but you made it work.
I made it work.
That's great. That's fantastic. And I love what Bradley said about the family in Norman. You still keep in contact with them, too.
They still text me every so often and ask how we're doing. I'm actually supposed to be playing a gig for them sometime in the spring. They're into sailing. So I'm going to be doing something for them up at Lake Hefner. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, neat. This is so cool.
And we still have some of their stuff to auction.
Oh, you do?
For the family, yeah. In the storage unit, yes, we do.
All right, well, we'll come right back. We're going to try to get out of here and pay for some real estate here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for that fantastic magazine called the Oklahoma Senior Journal. Here on the Eagle, 1640 AM, KZLS. We'll be right back. More show with Caring Transitions.
As the premier provider of in-home senior care, our mission is to ensure a better quality of life for our clients and their families by providing dependable and affordable care. You want the very best to help your loved ones, someone you can trust. At Senior Helpers, our caregivers are not just certified in Alzheimer's, dementia, and Parkinson's care, but they can also help with light therapeutic exercise, home safety and fall prevention, transportation assistance, medication management, and even the simple things like fresh meal prep and personal care and companionship. Of course, each has also passed a thorough background check. That is, senior care, only better. Senior Helpers is not just one of the best-known in-home care providers. We are also an industry leader in the field of Alzheimer's and dementia care.
Give Lori or Tamara a call at Senior Helpers right here in Oklahoma City at 405-608-4339.
The 11th annual Santa Market Craft Show benefiting the Alzheimer's Association of Oklahoma will take place over 2 days this year. This Friday, November 20th, and Saturday, November 21st. Come on out to the State Fair Park, to the Pavilion and the Centennial Buildings from 9 to 4 and get all your Christmas shopping done. We will follow social distancing guidelines, including hand sanitizing stations throughout. All vendors and volunteers will wear masks and 10 feet in between all 180 vendors. As always, free admission, free parking, 1,000 free shopping bags filled with goodies, and a silent auction. Shop from boutique clothing, pet items, gourmet foods, kids' toys, home decor, jewelry, art, and much more. For more information, contact Joan Clark at 405-314-1033 or find us on Facebook, The Santa Market. That's the Santa Market Craft Show benefiting the Alzheimer's Association of Oklahoma this Friday, November 20th, and Saturday, November 21st at the OKC State Fair Park. Call us today, 405-314-1033.
Today, in this ever-changing world of insurance, we at MCM know that understanding health coverage can be overwhelming and confusing. Our goal is to help you navigate the world of Medicare to get the coverage you need and deserve. What sets our team apart is the fact that we put our hearts into helping our clients find the plans that best fit their individual needs. In our office, we provide a Medicare store where our clients are able to access and compare each company and their plan benefits. Call 405-842-0494 today to schedule an in-person appointment, or you can visit our website at mcmmedicare.com. Again, it's 405-842-0494. And our website, MCM, spell out Medicare.com. You can also find us on Facebook under MCM Insurance, and you can always stop by our office at 2232 West Hefner Road, Suite A. We're right by the post office.
Navigating through Medicare.
Caring Transitions is the nation's largest and most trusted provider of relocation and resale services. When someone is moving or downsizing, we help plan, pack, sort, and organize. We also help sell unwanted items through estate sales or our own online auctions. We specialize in managing projects for older adults and their families. Caring Transitions provides support for older adults, families who may be moving or downsizing. Our goal is to reduce stress and help plan, pack, sort, and and organized. We also help sell any unwanted items through estate sale or our own online auctions. You can contact Margo Gonzalez at 405-819-8752. Again, that number is 405-819-8752. Our website address is Caring Transitions, more MOOREOK.com. Again, that's Caring Transitions, more MOOREOK.com. Caring Transitions.
Well, hello there. This is Robin Gunn, the publisher and editor of the Oklahoma Senior Journal Magazine, and now on air host with KZLS 1640 The Eagle, coming to you every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're so proud to be able to bring you these programs, but there's something else we're very proud about. A year ago, we added an app. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal now has an app you can put right on your smartphone. And let me tell you how to do that, because it's easy. All you need to do is pull up your phone exactly like you're going to send a text. And in that to line, where you would normally put someone's name or phone number, you put these numbers, 95577. That's 95577. And it'll automatically separate and put a dash in there, and that's okay. And then down in the message part of your text, type this, all like it's one word, 50PLUS. 50PLUS. 50 plus. Then hit the send button, and you'll automatically get a link that will allow you to download the Oklahoma Senior Journal right on your phone. Now, how great is that? You'll be able to listen to all these radio shows. We have a find your car, like if you park your car in a location, it'll put a pin in it, it'll walk you back to your car. All of the Oklahoma Senior Journal issues are on there, videos, and a myriad of other 15 options that are available on the app. So please download the Oklahoma Senior Journal app today. Well, this is us. You've got Robin Gunn here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal. And I did not let you know how you could go find an Oklahoma Senior Journal at the top of this hour, so I'm going to do that now. You can go to OKSeniorJournal.com, all like it's one word, OKSeniorJournal.com. There are 650 locations where you can pick up the Oklahoma Senior Journal. So if you're in the 405 area code, I can almost guarantee you there will be a location near you. And just on our website at the OKSeniorJournal.com, go under distribution. It'll take you exactly where you can go pick up an Oklahoma Senior Journal. We've also been online for 15 years. So you can read every single page online. And again, that's going to our website at OKSeniorJournal.com. Don't you think this is an awesome magazine, Brian?
I do, Robin. And don't you have an app on your phone that people can
use too? I do, yes. And during this program today, we will tell you how to download the Oklahoma Senior Journal app during one of our commercials. We are the only app in our state for the 50-plus, and then we've been on the radio for 4 years. And I love bringing you shows like Caring Transitions, because what they do is help families, especially families that are overwhelmed. I mean, you live in your home sometimes as long as 60 years.
Yeah, time goes by fast.
Exactly.
And can I just interject here, Robin? I've known Robin a long time, and there's a group of friends, and we socialize a lot together, and we all say how Robin is one of the best promoters of her, of the people that advertise in her senior journal.
Oh.
And I've been to her house when people have called, and she will just refer them to people in her journal that they need to be in contact with, and she really does try hard to help everybody, and she goes out of her way to help a lot of people that no one even knows about. So
thank you, Brian.
You're welcome, Robin.
You're a good man. So one of those places I would love to refer to is Caring Transitions. The owner is Margo Gonzalez and Jack
Beckham, and they're basically married. They've been together a while, and
okay. They
have a little farm with miniature donkeys and miniature goats. I'm not kidding. And
where is this? In Guthrie?
Well, it's just outside. It's in Coyle. They bought a farm in Coyle.
Very cool.
Margo loves her small animals and her giant dogs.
See that? You know she's a sweetheart if she loves animals. All right. Is there anything else both of you want to share with me about what your heart and soul is about Caring Transitions? Talk to me.
Well, for me, I mean, a lot of times, you know.
Which one are you?
I'm Brian. I'm the handsome one.
Oh, yes.
They can't see that, though. Bradley's very handsome, too, though.
In his own way. And he can play the bagpipes.
And he can play the bagpipes.
And he's an armchair historian. I love it.
He's everything.
I was literally going, when I read that in his bio, I went, does he study armchairs? I totally thought that at first.
Robin Slow. It's okay. That's why we love her.
A little bit slow.
A little bit slow.
All right. So what were you wanting to say, Brian?
Well, now you've made me forget.
Oh,
no. Anyway, sometimes it's better when the client doesn't come back to the house, because it's hard for, you know, after you lived in a house for 40 years, it's hard to be moved into assisted living.
And yes.
Your whole life changes. You're going from a three-bedroom house to maybe a one-bedroom or sometimes just one room.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes adjusting in your own mind. And so for a lot of these people, it's just really hard to leave their house that they've been in for so long. And
sure.
I was there after we had done the sale and everything, and everyone picked up their stuff, and I was just getting the leftover stuff and cleaning it, you know, tidying up the house so they could give it to a realtor. And the lady came over, and she was, I enjoyed her, and she said, can I just tell you something? And I said, yes. And she said, you were so nice to me, and you would just listen to me talk about my garden and my house. And she said, can I give you a hug? And I said, yes. So sometimes our job is really just about listening.
It is,
because people need to be heard, you know. And I just have another story about that. So I've been without electricity for 16 days because of this ice storm. And
16 days.
Yeah. Over this last weekend, it was just a very frustrating weekend, and just personally. And anyway, I was just in my head. I kept saying, people don't listen. And then I woke up yesterday and I thought, maybe people do listen, but they only hear what they need to hear at that time.
Right.
So it made me think that, you know, I was getting the answers I needed, but I wasn't accepting the answers I needed because I kept saying people don't listen.
Right.
But they heard what they needed to hear, and they told me what I needed to hear. Anyway, I don't know if that makes sense, but that's on a personal note.
Thanks, Brian, for sharing.
We're getting philosophical here.
We got a little deep. Why do you think, Bradley, that you should choose Caring Transitions? Why should a family choose you all?
Family should choose Caring Transitions because Margo is going to do her best to make sure that you're taken care of. She's going to bend over backwards. She's going to ensure her employees bend over backwards. I can
testify.
Attest
to that.
I have marks on my back from that.
Yeah, exactly.
And Margo's one of the kindest people I know. She's honestly an angel on earth. And that's why people should choose her.
Well, she's just a woman of her word.
Yeah. Too. She and we as a company, we're going to do our best to help you because that's what we want to do. We want to help you.
Yeah.
Speaking of veterans, one of our coworkers, Brandy, she's been with us since January. Her husband was in the military. That's how we found her, because Margo knew her husband.
That's right, yeah. Mm.
And she's awesome. We have really good staff. It's overall really kind-hearted people.
That's great.
Yeah.
And so Caring Transitions is something that you feel like, both of you, that people should reach out to you to stop this overwhelming feeling when somebody needs to downsize or move.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. And like I said earlier, don't be embarrassed or ashamed.
Yeah.
We've probably seen it already and seen worse. Don't be afraid.
Caring Transitions helps you relocate, downsize, and do estate sales.
And online auctions.
And online auctions. Yes. So you can have it in person or online. Do you ever do both, in person and online?
I don't know that we have yet, but if the right thing came along, we could, yes. But yeah, with the previous company we did, with the previous franchise that I worked with, we did. But we did a state sale, which was out of the city, so it was in a smaller city. It didn't go as well. Not a lot of attendees. So then we did an online auction.
Okay. Well, I love that y'all will go outside the city, and some of the Caring Transitions franchises don't. So this is definitely the company that will. So when we come back, this is our shortest break. It only takes 1 minute on this break. We're going to tell you how to get a hold of Caring Transitions when we come back here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Here on the Eagle, 1640 AM, KZLS. We will be right back. 1 minute. Here we
are coming back in on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal. We've been talking to Caring Transitions. They will help you downsize, relocate, have estate sales, and online auctions. Don't try to do it yourself. Promise you, it's way overwhelming. They only take money on the back end, so it's not like you have to pay them money up front. So this is fantastic. They also take care of hoarding situations. So what are the ways that we can get a hold of you, starting with phone numbers and websites and then all that social media stuff? Bradley?
So you can find us at www.caringtransitionsmoreok.com.
So do that one more time, but slower down. Somebody's pen just broke.
caringtransitionsmoreok.com.
And when you say more, that's M-O-O-R-E.
Yes, M-O-O-R-E.
Okay, okay. Caring Transitions More, M-O-O-R-E-O-K.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Beautiful.
And then you can also contact Margo directly
at
her phone number, which is going to be 405-819-8752.
One more time.
405-819-8752.
Okay.
You can also
Facebook.
Yeah, you can also find us on Facebook, Caring Transitions of More. That's M-O-O-R-E. Comma, okay, you can send us a message on the Facebook. We'll try to get back to you. Give us a like. You'll also see all of our online auctions on there. You'll see just kind of cool things that we're going to be doing, you know, at different sites and different locations. We also have an Instagram page going live here in the next couple of weeks, along with a Twitter that will show you all the cool things that we're going to be doing at Caring Transitions.
Y'all are getting all social media platforms.
Yeah, we are.
That's good.
We're getting some young people that know how to do all that stuff.
That's right.
I do want to say something. If people are interested in our auctions, they can go to ctbids.com.
Say that again.
That's the C as in caring, T as in transitions, bids, B-I-D as in David, S.com. And then when they go to the, they can go to store locator or advanced search, and they'll go to the More Oklahoma store. That's our part.
Okay.
So it's under M's, alphabetically under M, More Oklahoma.
Okay.
M-O-O-R-E. And they can see what auctions we have going online.
Okay, that's beautiful. Guys, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Robin Gale.
Caring Transitions.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you for being here, and I love the bagpipes.
Thank you.
I'm going to tell you to call Margo again at 405-819-8752. If you know somebody that should have heard this show that didn't, it'll be on next Saturday at 10:05 on our special encore show here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour for the Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Yay, Robin.
Eagle, 1640 AM KZLS. Thanks for listening in. We'll be back next week with the Brain Guys.